855. You bring up whatever you would like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about anything that you want. That is the point of the program. And sitting behind the mics this evening, it's Ian.
And the wise janitor, Johnny Ray.
Good news in your world, Johnny Ray. We're going to talk about jobs here in just a moment. We'll get to that. Of course, we'll take your calls as well, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. And I mentioned that we had this to talk about last night. We didn't get around to it, as tends to happen with Free Talk Live. We'll get distracted, go off on tangents, take calls from anybody about anything.
Yep.
That's just how it goes. The story is by James Altucher from LouRockwell.com.
And I love that guy.
I'm not very familiar with him. I know I've seen the name before. I'm sure we've probably read something of his. But what have you seen that you recall?
That's all right. I think actually what I'm recalling is the words he's given about his own personal relationships, and he's sort of the kind of a guy who doesn't settle. He doesn't settle for anything but perfection in his romance.
Well, this one's all about your workplace, and he's giving 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year. And it's going to be pretty tough for you to handle, Johnny Ray, because you just got a promotion, and you're sitting pretty right now at your job. That's from what you told me before the show.
Right, I did, and it hasn't come into effect, and the proof is in the pudding.
Indeed, but it has been promised. The boss man gave you the go-ahead today, so that's good. Congratulations. If you've got a job, it can be hard to quit, right? Like, in a down economy, the last thing most people are considering is leaving their job. I mean, especially because they see people struggling out there with trying to get more work. And I know some people who are struggling, trying to find work. I don't know how much effort they're putting into it. That's their own personal path. I think that the more effort you put into it, the more likely you are to get some results.
It's hard as hell to get a job if you don't have a job. So the way the route that I took was by getting work that I didn't want to do for low pay,
right,
and moving, inching my way up.
I think that if you are desperate for work, then you should be willing to take whatever comes along. But let's go to the reasons. Why is he saying you should quit your job? This is James Altucher at LouRockwell.com. He says, this was going to end badly. I would play chess all day in my office with the door locked. My boss would knock on the door, and I would put my headphones on and ignore him. People would complain that the software I wrote didn't work, and my boss would say, where were you yesterday? And I would say, it was a Jewish holiday, even though there was none. And he would say, well, tell us next time if you leave. It was bad behavior. I was a slave trying to escape, but I didn't know how. I wanted to start a business, but I didn't know what. I wanted to create something, but I would play games all day.
That sounds so familiar, all of that.
Does it?
Yeah,
you work at your job, though. I mean, you're not just sitting at a desk. You are a janitor by trade.
That's true. I've got minimal supervision, so I can play hooky, and I have been. Well, maybe I shouldn't talk about my misbehavior.
You could dilly dally. In the past, you might have done some dilly dallying. Perhaps.
Those days are over.
Right, exactly. 855-450-FREE. So he goes on to say that you can't make money without selling something real, and you can't make something real without first imagination manifesting itself in your head. You can't have imagination without surrendering yourself to an idea that you want to create something of value to other human beings. And now it's too late. Now the course of history has finally written its next chapter. There's no more BS. I'm going to tell you why you have to quit your job, why you need to get the ideas moving, why you need to build a foundation for your life, or soon you will have no roof. Number one, the middle class is dead. A few weeks ago, I visited a friend of mine who manages $1 trillion. No joke, $1 trillion. If I told you the name of the family he worked for, that you would say, they have $1 trillion? Really? But that's what happens when $10 million compounds at 2% over 200 years. He said, look out the windows. We all looked out the office buildings around us. What do you see? He said, I don't know. They're empty. All the cubicles are empty. The middle class is being hollowed out. And I took a closer look. Entire floors were dark, or there were floors with one or two cubicles, but the rest empty. It's all outsourced, or technology has taken over the paper shufflers, he said. Not all the news is bad, though. More people enter the upper class last year than ever. But he said more people are temp staffers now than ever as well.
Uh-huh.
And that's the new paradigm. The middle class has died. The American dream never really existed. It was a marketing scam. And it was. The biggest provider of mortgages for the past 50 years, Fannie Mae, had as their slogan, quote, "We make the American dream come true," unquote. It was just a marketing slogan all along. How many times have I cried because of a marketing slogan? And then they ruined it.
America's chickens are coming home to roost.
I think the suggestion here is that, you know, maybe you've got a job right now and it seems relatively comfortable. But who's to say that next week that won't be somehow, you know, shuffled over to some kid for $10 an hour less than what you get paid?
You're fear-mongering, Ian.
What? Who's to say it couldn't go overseas somehow? I mean, obviously your job, Johnny Ray, is pretty safe. Somebody's got to clean. Yeah, that's one of those jobs that's probably always going to be around, at least until the robots can do a better job than humans.
Exactly, and then hopefully I'll be programming the robots.
Indeed.
Because hopefully that day is just around the corner. I don't want to be out there pushing a dust mop around. I'd rather be telling the robots what to do.
Number two, you've been replaced. Technology, outsourcing, a growing temp staffing industry, productivity efficiencies have all replaced the middle class, the working class. Most jobs that existed 20 years ago, they aren't needed now. Maybe they were never needed. The entire first decade of the century was spent with CEOs in their Park Avenue clubs crying through their cigars, "How are we going to fire all this dead weight?" 2008 finally gave them the chance. It was the economy, they said. The country's been out of a recession since 2009, 4 years now, but the jobs haven't come back. I asked many of these CEOs, "Did you just use that as an excuse to fire people?" And then they would wink and say, "Let's just leave it at that." I'm on board of directors of a temp staffing company with $600 million in reserves. I can see it happening across every sector of the economy. Everyone is getting fired. Everyone is toilet paper now. Flush.
I saw it. I was cleaning an insurance office in the Seacoast region of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And this place that I was working in, just over the course of a month and a half, these insurance salesmen went from making a salary plus commission to making only commission only. Yep. And then they just started trickling away and falling off, and the offices and the cubicles emptied out, just like in the story.
Wow.
That you're reading.
Number three. And by the way, your thoughts are certainly welcome here at 855-453. Maybe you're in management. Maybe there's been some pressures. Maybe you've had to get rid of people. That's a hard thing to do. It's always hard to, you know, tell somebody they can't work somewhere anymore.
Have you fired people?
I have. Thankfully, I don't ever employ anyone. But there have been times when I've had to ask a co-host to not come back on the show, simply because, like, when I got out of jail, Mark had brought extra people in to co-host when I was gone, and when I came back, I'm here all, you know, so I'm here six nights a week.
Uh-huh.
So there were some folks who, you know, there wasn't a seat in the studio anymore, right? We only have three chairs, so there were some extras, and I kind of had to decide, you know, well, who was going to stay and who was going to go, and that was a time that I used that opportunity to put some fresh voices on the show, add more women into the daily co-host roles of the program. But I, you know, it's not easy to tell someone, "Thanks, but, you know, we can't use your services anymore."
Uh-huh. Okay.
I tried to grease the wheels a little bit. I offered a severance package.
Wow, good
yeah.
for you.
You know, I appreciate people coming in here. I mean, obviously, you know, you guys aren't getting, you're not getting paid to come in here tonight, Johnny Ray. You're here because it's fun. You are eating some Chinese food, but that's precious little. And, you know, usually the co-hosts on the program have something to promote, like some website. You're one of the few that I don't know if there's anything that, you know, you want to get out there to people. You know, you don't have a personal website that you're pimping.
Oh, that's true. I don't pimp it because I don't want you reading it.
You have a site? I didn't know.
I have a blog.
Oh, now so wait, it's a secret, though? Is it, like, just for you and who else?
It's just for me. I don't want you reading it. I don't want the listeners reading it. I don't want Mark reading it.
Very mysterious, Johnny Ray. We'll continue with the eight remaining reasons why James Altucher says at LouRockwell.com that you should quit your job this year. We're coming up. Your thoughts welcome. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live. It's year 2523. brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum 5. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum5.com.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, January 15th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,682.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,724.51, $862.26 for a half ounce, or $431.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,724.51, $862.26, and $431.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and their hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 855-453. We're talking jobs. And the reasons why one of the bloggers over at LouRockwell.com, or the, I guess, authors at LouRockwell.com, has suggested 10 reasons why you should quit your job this year. We'll continue that, but maybe you want to tell us your story. Maybe a story about how you quit your job. Hey, there's our music again. You quit your job and successfully parlayed yourself into something you'd always wanted to do. Now, some people have got a job they really, really like, and it's hard to say you should leave a job that you really, really like. Yeah, that music's still going all right. Feel free to fade that down.
I think it sounds great when
anytime.
You're talking over it.
Thank you. No, I like the music. It just can be distracting if it goes too long, for me at least. So
it can be hard to quit a job you really like. That's fascinating, Ian. Go on.
Well, I don't know if it's fascinating, but it is, if you've got a job you really like, it's hard to say you should probably leave it. But ultimately, most people, I don't think, really do like their jobs. At least that's been the impression that I've gotten.
Yeah, work is work.
Talking to people over the years.
I believe that there are people who work and their jobs is truly something that they would do anyway, and they enjoy it. And that's sort of like the Holy Grail. I kind of think maybe, Ian, that's what you got going on. I know you don't love coming in here you're being anchored to that seat for 3 hours every night, but you're a great talker. You like it. You've honed your message.
It's also not a job. I do own my own business. I mean, this is my business. Free Talk Live is my baby, essentially. I haven't worked at a job since 2004, I believe.
And was that when you were working at Big K Mart?
No, I left Big K back in 2000. That was a radio station job that I was working at. I was doing some board operation and a little bit of sales, but mostly board op work for a radio station down in Florida. And I don't miss it. I at least get to set my own hours as my own boss. But there's a lot more responsibility as well. So, I mean, running a business, it's a lot different than just showing up somewhere and clocking in and doing the required tasks. There's a lot more that goes into it. But I think a lot of people have that dream of, something they want to do, but they feel kind of tied down to their job, or they, just don't feel like they've got enough freedom to make that happen. But maybe you can inspire somebody with your story. Maybe you have done it. Maybe you have quit the job world, the workaday world, and you've launched some sort of a business. Maybe it's an online thing, or maybe something, in the real world, and it's worked out for you. Would love to hear your story at 855-450-FREE. Number three on the reasons why, according to James Altucher, you have to quit your job this year. This over at lewrockwell.com. By the way, if you'd like to see the list, we'll post the link over on our Twitter and Facebook here in a bit. And number three is corporations don't like you. The executive editor of a major news publication took me out to lunch to get advice on how to expand their website traffic. But before I could talk, he started complaining to me. Our top writers keep putting their Twitter names in their posts, and then when they get more followers, they start asking for raises. What's the problem? I said. Don't you want writers that are popular and well-respected? When I say a major news publication, I'm talking major. And he puts that in all caps. He said, no. We want to be about the news. We don't want anyone to be an individual star. In other words, his main job was to destroy the career aspirations of his most talented people, the people who swore their loyalty to him, the people who worked 90 hours a week for him. If they only worked 30 hours a week and were slightly more mediocre, he would have been happy. But he doesn't like you. He wants you to stay in the hole, and he will throw you a meal every once in a while in exchange for your excrement. If anyone is a reporter out there and wants to message me privately, I'll tell you who it was. But basically, it's all of your bosses, every single one of them.
I'm kind of on the fence about this. I am a believer in the individual, and I think that society is nothing, is an outgrowth of the individual. So the individual is important, and I want the individual to shine. At the same time, on the other hand, you've got Brian Lamb of C-SPAN, who I love. I haven't seen C-SPAN in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the rules over there, I believe, is that the hosts, the anchors of shows on C-SPAN, they never introduce themselves. They never say their own names.
Huh. And it's not on the screen at any point?
It is on the screen, but they don't say, we're back with...
I'm Brian Lamb, C-SPAN.
Yeah, right. Precisely. And it's just for them, it's all about the content, and it's not about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's certainly got its place.
You mean that the strategy of
that ethos of
not identifying or not focusing on the individual in question?
Right.
So you support the strategy, you're saying, in certain instances?
I'm straddling the fence on it.
I get the critique here from Lou Rockwell's James Altucher in that, you know, this business owner doesn't want, from his perspective, he wants his employees to just crank out content for his website. From their perspective, they want to make a name for themselves so they can move on. I mean, the journalism field is it's a shrinking field, right? I mean, as far as at least the old media, the, you know, newspapers and things like that are dying off. So positions, job positions in those areas are very difficult to find. So I know that there's kind of this feeder system where here we're in Keene, New Hampshire, Johnny, right? It's pretty small place, population roughly 25,000. There's a daily newspaper that is still alive here for how much longer, I don't know. But it's still alive. And what seems to happen with this paper is they kind of churn through authors. And I think what's going on there is that and they're always young. They're always, you know, fresh out of college.
Uh-huh.
So I think what happens is they get hired fresh out of college by little newspapers like the Keene Sentinel, kind of, you know, hack away at small town reporting for a year or two or however long, and then manage to, you know, put a portfolio together that helps them get hired by some bigger paper somewhere else. Unless they're just all getting fired and not going back into the business. That's the feeling that I get, is because I have seen them pop up elsewhere at other newspapers.
I see.
So that, you know, is something that's important to an author because they want to be known. They want, you know, their names on the pieces that they write. They want credit for that. And that's bad for the business owner, at least from their perspective, because they will have to pay them more. Because if they become a known, you know, quantity, if they become a known person in the business, then they'd be more desirable by somebody else running a different paper, and so therefore the other owner will have to increase their pay in order to keep them there. But I like Altucher's point that, you know, don't you want to have these people on your staff? Don't you want to be the person who has, you know, who's a good, you know, an excellent writer? I mean, you know, Lou Rockwell or somebody like that. You know, wouldn't you want to be the newspaper that gets to herald the fact that you've got a Glenn Greenwald, for instance, working for you?
Sure, definitely. Somebody who brings some excitement that comes up from within themselves because they're promoting themselves, and that comes out in the paper itself.
Right. And the paper benefits because it gets the renown of having that respected journalist on staff. So that should be their perspective, but they've got the more short-sighted perspective of, well, you know, bottom lines, profits, let's minimize the exposure these people get so we can keep our costs down. More coming
up. Thoughts
Free
well.
Talk Live, indeed.
Balance. Harmony. Mental alertness. Physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about quitting your job and doing something else successfully or whatever's on your mind, we'll go to your calls here in just a moment. 855-450-FREE. Also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. Please do enjoy the website features that you will find there. There are a number of them, and one of those features includes the archives. And that's a lot, by the way, a lot of content going all the way back for years, back to late 2006. You get the last 7 days worth right at the top of the website in our little archive rotator there. And then just click into the archive section to go way back. All of it is completely free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Plus, you can click into the SoundCloud page and get all those archives. In addition to those, you'll also find Edgington Post episodes as well as the occasional interview that Mark and I might be engaged in. So you can find the SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And if you're already at freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We'll talk to Anthony, listening in upstate New York. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just wanted to say thank you, first off, for, like, just doing this show, because there's pretty much, like, there's barely any other media out there that shows a liberty-minded point of view, and it's just really nice to have you guys do this every day.
Well, that's what we do, man, and I appreciate you being out there listening, and we wouldn't be able to do it if it weren't for listeners like you who bothered to take the time to, A, listen to the show, B, contact, you know, put up, like, archives on your Facebook page to share with other people, and also the great radio stations that have signed on board to take Free Talk Live. So tell me, what was on your mind tonight?
Yeah, let me add to that. There's some, you can hear some shows on LRN that are similar to Free Talk Live.
That's true.
Lou Rockwell's show is very good, but Free Talk Live is unique, and when I was looking for the show that satisfied my need for what's the word I'm looking for? Libertarianism, but mm-hmm. principled political talk, Free Talk Live was the only thing there. And I'm continually amazed that I'm sitting here now talking on the microphone. I love
small
it.
World.
Yeah.
Small activism world, that's for sure. Thanks, Anthony, for the thoughts. Go ahead with what were you really calling about, though?
Actually, going with that for 1 second, I do want to just say that I did actually get a few people in Putnam County, New York, to start listening to your show.
Excellent.
By posting some things on Facebook, and actually tagging them to it, because I knew that they had a Liberty mindset, and that if they didn't know about it already, that they'd be interested.
Excellent. That's an easy way to spread the ideas of freedom. And another thing that you could do is call any local talk radio stations that aren't carrying the show. If you know, if you don't get it in, I don't, in Putnam County, it doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, I don't think we get it over here.
What's the major city in Putnam County?
The closest city might be New York.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, we're on in New York, but you probably don't get the signal from that station.
Actually, White Plains, I don't know. That might be closer. I don't know. Either way, though.
It's something that folks can do. You know, we've only got 100 stations. Like I say only because there are probably another 500 that we could probably pick up nationwide and have much better coverage. So if people that love the show, even if you're an online listener, you can always contact a local talk station. But the one thing that I recommend is you've got to be honest. You know, don't ever call a talk station and say that you're a listener. If you're not, I mean, if you don't listen to the station, you're not familiar with it, the best thing to say is, I just want to let you know, I don't listen to your station right now, but I would if you guys would air Free Talk Live. So anyway, what else were you calling about tonight?
All right. Actually, I wanted to talk about gun control for a quick second because I do live in New York. And
you guys are in the news today.
Yeah, you could say that. And I just wanted to, like, point out the fact that there's so many people that you come across in life who just kind of make excuses for the state. And, you know, they'll say, you know, when there's some sort of overreach, well, if you got nothing to hide, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you have nothing to worry about. And I always come back at them, well, you know, what if they decide what you're doing today is wrong tomorrow? And that's an exact clear example of what we have here. Mm. Now, how many millions of New Yorkers have to actually go out of their way to not be criminals? You know,
what is the breakdown here? I haven't taken the time to really dig through this bill that was passed, I guess, by the Senate in New York State today. What is it you're saying that people are going to ostensibly have to do there?
Well, essentially, you know how they had the federal ban, where if you had a detachable magazine and two scary features, basically, they were like, all right, that's an assault weapon, that's illegal.
Yep.
Well, basically, what they're going to do now is just one feature. So an AR-15 with a detachable magazine and the pistol grip is illegal. And so you have to have magazines that can only hold up to 7 rounds, which don't exist.
Wow. So every, let me see if I've got this clear. Everyone who owns any kind of gun, is it just rifles or is it also pistols, this 7-round limit?
Pistols, too.
And it only needs one scary feature to be banned?
Yes.
Because there's pump-action shotguns that have pistol grips. A pistol grip will make it illegal in
if it
New
has
York.
A detachable magazine. Does a pump-action shotgun have that?
No. I'm not a gun expert, but I don't think most pump-action shotguns have detachable mags.
So you might be all right with that.
I'm not sure, but if it has more than 7 shells in a loading tube, though, I don't know if that counts or not, but either way.
Right, and most gun owners aren't going to know either because, you know, these laws are always written in a way that is as inaccessible as they can possibly be written, as confusing as they can possibly be. That way, you're all kinds of conflicted about what to do, and you're unsure about whether or not your firearms are now legal, and last thing you want to do is take it down to the police station, ask them what their opinion is.
Exactly.
So you're just kind of sitting in the dark and hoping that nobody finds out, right?
I believe it takes about a year for the thing to come into effect. But either way, you know, you're basically telling people, if you don't get things that were if you don't get rid of things that were legal yesterday or modify them, then you're now a criminal for doing nothing, for buying something that you bought legally. And also, we had the pre-ban 30-round mag. So basically, it was kind of a loophole, I'll admit. But, like, if you had a 30-round magazine from before the 1994 ban, then you can have it. It was grandfathered in. Now those are illegal. So it raises the question now, because they want you to register your rifles now, too, and shotguns, which you didn't have to do. And so now if we register our rifles and shotguns, how do we know in a couple of years they're not going to make legislation that's going to make those illegal now? And now we have to get rid of those, and they know exactly who has them.
It's scary stuff, man, and I can understand your frustration, and I imagine New York State is just going to be the first of others. How many it would be,
imagine.
I don't know.
Yeah, you never let a good crisis go to waste.
If you're the government, you mean?
Yeah.
And so there's one good thing that's going to come out of this New York gun ban, and that is finally some of those New York libertarians are going to decide to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But that's really the only good thing.
Funny you should say that. me and my brother and my friend are actually planning a trip to the Liberty Forum.
Fine idea. Have you ever been before?
No, haven't. But we're excited about it.
From what I understand, the hotel rooms are close to selling out. So I would recommend that anybody who hasn't, I don't know if this is, it's just a rumor I've heard. I'll have to check with Chris Lawless, who's organizing the forum. But I've heard this rumor that the hotel is close to selling out. I will verify that. And Anthony, we look forward to seeing you there. And thanks for the call. Good luck out there. Let us know how things go in New York for as long as you're there. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. And, you know, that's going to happen in more places. It's going to be frustrating to a lot of people. And if you love the ideas of liberty, you really should check out the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org and learn about a movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people like Johnny Ray and myself. Johnny Ray, I didn't know you. You're from Asheville, North Carolina. I'm from Sarasota, Florida.
Right.
And had it not been for the Free State Project, we never would have come to know one another. And I'm so grateful that we're here together now, because we're just two of over 1,100 people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And then there are over 13,000 other people. You know, 13,000 people have signed on. They've pledged to make the move once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 members. So we've still got a little ways to go. We're just barely on the cusp of this thing, and we're starting to see some amazing things happen. You'll get a taste of it if you're at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. We'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum coming up here in a moment, and I will find out about the hotel rooms. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, because you want to be in the hotel. If you're at the Liberty Forum, the best place to be is staying in the hotel, because that's where a lot of the fun happens, even after hours as well. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. question by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live 855-453 allows you to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk in further detail about this New York gun ban here, or I guess gun ban's not an entirely accurate term, but a whole lot of guns restricted in serious ways bill that was passed apparently by the Senate very recently.
I've also been reading this James Altucher article that you started off with.
And quitting your job.
And I'm really enjoying it.
We'll get into some more of that coming up as well. But I said we talk about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Our last caller from New York said that he's planning a trip to
New
Hampshire.
And his brother.
Yep, and they're going to be coming to Nashua in February, the 21st through the 24th. So just over a month away, about 40 days out at this point to the Liberty Forum.
Nashua is kind of a, I'm not an authority. I'm going to say Nashua is kind of a commercial suburb of Boston. Would you agree with that?
Some call it North Boston.
Yeah, it's a pretty place.
It's, you know, it is what it is. It's the second largest city in New Hampshire. There is a lot of shopping in the Nashua area. But you're going to want to spend most of the time in the hotel if you're at the Liberty Forum. You're going to be around hundreds of other like-minded people, people who believe in the ideas of freedom, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. You're going to have a hotel full of those people. People from New Hampshire will be coming in. People from outside of New Hampshire will be visiting. People who've already made the move, people who are considering making the move to New Hampshire, people who have pledged to move but haven't yet had a chance to move. All of these people will be there, and maybe some members of the media as well. I know RT was there 1 year, and rumor is they might be invited back this year. So all kinds of great guest speakers will be there. Cory Doctorow, Jeffrey Tucker is going to be in attendance again this year. Last year he was there, as well as Jack Spierko. He'll be back again this year. Of course, Tom Woods, the keynote address on Saturday night. The Friday night keynote address has yet to be announced. And rumors are that the hotel is going to sell out. Now, that might mean that the hotel is going to sell out of, like, the block rate rooms, and maybe they haven't sold out the hotel yet. So, because, like, usually when you register for a convention, you get kind of a hotel code that you use to get a special rate on a room.
What are the dates on Liberty Forum again?
21st of February through the 24th. So it actually starts on a Thursday, and they're going to be putting the schedule up pretty soon at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. But what usually happens is, you know, folks kind of trickle into town whenever they can throughout the week, and then a lot more people obviously come in on Thursday to the, you know, and then it starts to peak up to Friday and Saturday. But Thursday usually features special outside the hotel events, like going to the State House and having a State House tour by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, kind of get people's feet wet as to what's different about New Hampshire, because New Hampshire is a different place. There are 400 state representatives. I mean, as far as politics, it's also different, you know, as far as people's mindsets. But the politics here is very different because the state representatives get paid $100 a year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that's worth letting sink in for a moment for people that haven't heard that before. How much money does your local state representative in your state get paid? I bet you it's probably, you know, $50,000 or $70,000 or something like that every single year, maybe even more. I think California's over $100,000.
Yeah, if you're a big believer in representative government, republicanism.
Which you are not, Johnny Ray.
Not necessarily. I think it's fine, and I might even choose that for myself. But I wouldn't.
Oh.
I wouldn't participate in something where that gets forced on anyone.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean,
if you were actually representing people with some sort of consensual situation, is what you were saying.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I'm not against communism in principle,
as long as it's not forced.
Maybe I am. I think it was Hans Hermann Hoppe, one of the Austrians, made an argument that hereditary monarchy made a lot more sense than democracy.
And democracy, because you could have a nicer king than you might the majority, right?
Yeah, and the owner, the ruler, has got some incentive to do a good job and take care of his land because it's going to stay in the
pass
family.
It on.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. I think it's a solid argument. So again, Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's where you can get signed up. And don't forget, you can use the Free Talk Live discount code, which is FTL. 2013, FTL like Free Talk Live, FTL 2013, that'll save you 10% off of this already low-priced event, which we're going to be at, by the way. I don't know, Johnny Ray, if you're going to be able to make it out, but I know Free Talk Live will be there. Do you have plans?
No, I'm going to be playing it by ear. I'm going to try and breeze into town and go to one of these parties that I keep hearing you guys talk about.
You mean at the hotel, like the hotel parties?
Yeah.
855 453. It's a good time. You should come out, whether you enjoy a good after-hours party or you just want to come to the suit and tie kind of thing, you know, with schmoozing it up with people all around the hotel. You're certainly welcome to do that. I hear there's going to be a suggested dress code this year, but it's not going to be an enforced dress code.
I've heard Liberty Forum described as Pork Fest with shoes.
Yeah. Exactly. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That'll get you more information about the event. We look forward to seeing you there. Let's go to Ty. He's in Tennessee and on the amp lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, good evening, guys. Hey. I wanted to talk a little bit about libertarians in the military. Mark had a Facebook message that he read of some guy that was talking about how he was in the military, and I think he was finished 16 years in, and he felt that people were saying that people in the military are basically robots and do as they're told. I just wanted to say a few things about libertarians in the military because I believe I was one. I don't think that I became a principled libertarian until I got out. They call it retiring. You know, he was saying at 20 years, should he stick it out for the 4 years and retire? Technically, you don't really retire in the military at 20 years. You go into the reserves, the inactive reserves. You could be called back up at any time until you go on the retired list, which is after the 30-year mark.
Oh, wow.
So you actually just go on a stipend. You're not really getting retired pay. You're inactive reserve. You're inactive reserve on a stipend, and it's really not that much. Sounds to me most likely he's an enlisted guy, and enlisted guys really don't get a whole lot of a stipend, I can guarantee you. But anyway, I just think that, you know, libertarianism is a spectrum, and I think that the libertarians that are in the military that still support the military are laboring under the idea that the state is still legitimate and that what they're doing is noble and patriotic.
I think
they still believe in individualism and they believe in freedom. They just don't realize that what they're doing is not really fighting for people's freedom.
Yeah, you and I had similar experiences, Ty. I was in the military for 4 years, and I joined thinking that that America was the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we were the freest place on earth. Not necessarily the best country in the world, but I didn't know anyone that was better. And the brass, some of the officers, the generals, the colonels, the captains, they are some of the brightest and some of the most accomplished and energetic go-getters, smartest guys around. They're just operating under the delusion that violence can solve problems. And I don't hate him for it. I think that all of us should have an opportunity to learn that that is not the case.
Right. And, you know, if my libertarianism before I went on to the Fleet Reserve was more founded around more of a Randian approach, mm-hmm. more objectivist than Rothbardian. Good Lord, if I had read Rothbard or Albert J. Nock while I was in the military and finally came to the realization that the state is our enemy, I don't know what I would have done. Mm-hmm. You know, I probably would have become a conscientious objector. Wasn't there a guy recently that did that, that basically started reading and realized, hey, what I'm doing is wrong, and he said, I'm a conscientious objector, and they ran him through the mill in the military before he finally got out.
There's always a story like that. In fact, there's a guy who moved to Keene earlier this year who left the military after realizing, basically after boot camp, that it wasn't for him. And they do not make it easy for you to just walk away. But you can, from the stories we've been told on the air and behind the scenes, you can do that. You can just decide to quit. They're going to make it difficult. They're going to make it strenuous, but ultimately, you're probably not going to sit in a brig if you decide to quit.
When I was in boot camp, I saw a guy who refused to train, and the drill instructors, you know, cursed him,
shout at him
for a tirade for that went on for several minutes, mm-hmm. and then while this was happening, a couple of MPs came up from behind, put him in handcuffs, and took him away.
I think ultimately what happened was
they just did some paperwork, and I think the handcuff stuff was for our
just
benefit.
Just to freak you out a little bit. That's interesting. Ty, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as always. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, you don't want anybody to get any ideas that they might be able to leave to. 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.